Okay, so what was the inspiration for the play? How did you come up with this crazy idea?
Well, it came from the a story that a friend of mine told. My friend's about 35 years old. And he went on a trip with two of his friends upstate. And one of his things, they were going to visit one of his friend's parents, her mother. And she's a 75-year-old woman. And anyway, at the end of the night, my friend was just hanging out with this older woman after everybody else had gone to sleep. And they were smoking marijuana together, and he had this very strong connection with her. It was like this very deep, kind of like there was a sexuality to it. Like he was confused by it because she was way older than him. Said she had young eyes. And he was just confused. The whole thing was just really confusing him. He had this very deep, sort of like spiritual, weed-induced connection with this woman. And I thought that this is interesting. And I thought, it's very taboo. Love is not supposed to be like that. People aren't supposed to, with such a huge difference, especially when there's not money involved. This was just a pure attraction. So, yeah, that was kind of the inspiration for it. I thought this could be interesting, and how would that affect the family? And then I just had to put in sort of just different dramatic elements that would make it, just make it dramatic. So that's kind of what started it.
So after you have this basic premise and you start putting things together, how did you want this play to affect people? Who do you think would get the most out of it?
Well, I guess that's up to the people that watch it. From the workshops that we've had so far, it's interesting. Like people will completely identify with a different character, and they'll get a completely different take on the story. So, when I wrote it, I just wanted to tell sort of a fun story. I wanted to. I just thought that was this is a this could be a funny. This is a funny. This could be a really funny situation to put a family in. And then I guess from there, I just added some dramatic elements and through the filter of I guess the way that I see the world, I think a lot of ridiculous things started to happen. And I don't know if I was necessarily trying to put any sort of message into the world, although that probably happened. This is like kind of the way that I kind of see the world, and especially at that time when I was kind of getting deeply into conspiracies. So I think, I don't know that I was like trying to change anyone's mind about anything. I think that's kind of the point actually of the play, is that we don't know what the hell's going on. We're spiraling through space and the side of a rock, and we don't really know how we got here, and we're just trying to all get along. And it's kind of, hopefully I kind of show that in this family situation that's completely crazy.
How do you think director John DiPolito communicates that?
Well, see, right now I sound like I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. John is like genius. Like he understands story like no one that I've ever met before. I mean, he's completely on point. Everything that I've written, he tells me why I wrote it. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly why I wrote that. And I had no freaking clue, like where that came from, And he really helped me to bring the whole story together. He's been working with me on the script for about 2 years now as a dramaturg, and he's really helped me to refine it. And he certainly is able to communicate to the actor, exactly what I was trying to say, even though I can't really communicate that as well, and really bumps each character out. He's awesome.
This is an amazing idea for a play, but you need an equally as an amazing cast to pull this off. Can you talk about them?
Well, yeah, we had a reading a few months back, and two of the cast members are still part of this cast. Jimmy Wirt, he actually has been with me on this thing all the way from the beginning, and he's just hilarious. From the first day, I started reading this in John D'Apolito's acting class. I'm also an actor. And I gave Jimmy the scene, and, you know, the play wasn't even complete at the time, and Jimmy just got the character immediately. And I think a lot of actors that would read this wouldn't really see this character this way. Jimmy just took it and ran with it from the first day. And we were like, there's no way we can replace Jimmy. He's just... like, I don't know how anyone else could do the work that Jimmy's been doing on this character. So Jimmy was always a lot. And then, you know, the character of Ray, I always envision him as, like, this really sweet kind of just boy, you know, just with this just childlike energy. He's kind of transcended the physical world. He, you know, he's had a hard life and he's suffered a lot. You know, he was in the war, and so he's kind of just this bright light. And when I saw Adam's picture, I was like, that is definitely the guy. And then when he came in and did the reading, like, he was that guy. He was just blew us away. He's hilarious. So we had those two guys from the beginning. For the character of Brett, we also saw a bunch of people, and that was actually a pretty difficult role to cast as well. And Kevin came in, mailed the audition, and then with every rehearsal with Kevin, he just finds more and more and more and more, and it's just, I don't know, the guy just has a natural funny bone on him, and yeah, he's fantastic. We couldn't have asked for a better Brett. So yeah, we're really psyched with everybody that we have. And then the casting process was kind of, from there, as we were trying to, you know, cast for this production, it wasn't so easy. We saw a lot of people, and you know, it's, you know, for casting an 80-year-old woman is difficult. You know, it's hard to even get them into a lot of actresses have been at that age, have been working their whole life. They don't really want to audition, so that was a difficult one to cast. Roxy came in and she nailed it, and so we got really lucky with her. She was just amazing in the audition. And then the role of Lee, Katie just came in. We saw so many people for it. Immediately when she came in, boom, like she just lit it up. She was amazing. And then I think the hardest role for us was Jen. We just, you know, there's a sweetness about, a kind of a broken sweetness about that character that was being missed in the audition, and Brandy came in and she just got it. So, and they're all just perfect for the role. We're really blessed.
What's your favorite element of the play? Like, when you watch your cast perform it, is there like a moment every time you're watching them perform that you go, oh, I love that?
Wow. It's hard to say because it's hard to say. Let's see. I really like that there's a kind of the obligatory theme about 80% of the way through the play when the whole family together, and it's the birthday scene, and we're right at the pinnacle of complete dysfunction. And everybody has a lot going on. All the characters have a lot of stuff going on. It builds up to this scene. And there's some banter from the two guys who have kind of been plotting this whole murder out. And there's a little bit of banter going on between them that always kind of cracks me up. But actually, that whole scene in general just gets me.
Okay, last question from me. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say the show opens, the performances begin November 25th, and let's just say November 25th, you're standing outside, you know, the theater at St. Clement's, and you see somebody walk by and see the, you know, the promo for it, and they're kind of on the fence. You can tell that they want to come in, but they don't know, and you have, like, a couple of seconds to pitch them and get them inside the theater. What do you think you'd say to them, and why?
What would I say? I'd say, you know what, go in there because you're going to laugh your ass off. We have some... really, really, really funny actors, and it's well worth it. I think we have like pretty good ticket price, and it's like just a lot of fun. You're gonna leave in a better mood than when you went in.